Y'all know what time it is. First of the year. First time you heard it first. 2009. Got something for your mind.
Cheers.
Body and soul. Let's let it ride.
Don't understand, JP. They just don't understand.
They just don't understand. I guess you have no choice but to understand right now.
Right. 3:04 in the AM. So what happens? That's how it goes down during the 3 o'clock hour.
Each and every week. WFDU.
Right here on Gospel Jazz Nations.
89.1.
WFDU.
89.1. It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do on WFDU?
Yeah.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do
on WFDU?
WFDU.
Oh. It's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Right here at WFDU.
WFDU.
Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU.
WFDU.
Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU.
FDU.
Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour.
It's the 3 o'clock hour.
So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU.
WFDU.
89.1.
WFDU 89.1.
It's the 3 o'clock hour. Tell me what you're gonna do. On WFDU.
WFDU.
Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. Tell me what you're gonna do.
What you're gonna do.
On WFDU. Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU.
WFDU.
Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
On WFDU.
WFDU. Smooth it out,
JP. Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. So what you gonna do on WFDU? Up here with Tony Smith, no Don Corey Washington. We're here at the 3 o'clock hour. And I know what we're gonna do Gonna play some songs for you up here at WFDU.
FDU.
FDU. Ah, we flipped it. FDU.
FDU.
Oh, FDU.
FDU.
It's the 3 o'clock hour.
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 3 o'clock hour.
Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour.
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 Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour.
Oh,
it's the 3 o'clock hour.
Oh,
it's the 3 o'clock hour. Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. Oh, it's the 3 o'clock hour. 3 o'clock hour, full of power. What you gonna do at WFDU 89.1 201 692 2012?
Nice.
At WFDU,
you know you got skills,
it's
JP.
It's here with me and you. The 3 o'clock hour.
The 3 o'clock hour.
Full of power.
Full of power.
89.1.
89.1.
And you know we're the one.
On your FM.
At the end of the dial.
Not the right, but
not the left.
Left.
Full of power. We flip it at the drop of a dime. 3 o'clock hour. Every week and every time. What in the world is that?
Two big old possums.
Two big old possums.
running
in the rain. Trying to get something to eat. They're going insane. I don't know what I'm singing about, but I know what I just saw. Two big old possums. Running in the rain. They were running for their lives. With all their might. Y'all don't hear me though. Come here to get your mind right.
Did you see the size of those things? Wow. Wow.
It was a waddle, waddle, waddle. Just a waddle, waddle, waddle. Waddle, waddle, waddle.
For those of you who don't understand, here in the studios, we have a monitor to the front door here. The studios is pouring
they
outside.
They were waiting in the water. They were waiting in the water. They was going through the Red Sea. See as far as they can see.
Oh, my goodness. Biggest possums I ever saw in my life. The size
two of them.
Two of them the size of
a dog. A straight up dog. No, panda bears. two big panda bears.
Those possums are eating good, boy. What's out here in
T-neck? At WFDU. Oh, my
goodness.
Two possums and running.
Where's Don Corey?
See, they came here looking for Don.
Yeah, sure enough.
But somebody said Don wasn't here, so they kept on going. Okay, Don ain't here. Them jokers was big.
Wow. Some big possums, man. What in the world is that?
Looking like a panda bear.
3:12 in the AM. It is Gospel Jazz Stations, WFDU 89.1 FM. For those of you who don't understand about possum, y'all go to gospeljazzstations.com, go to the archive shows, and just click on the link for the possum show, then come back to me, all right?
I should have did a video for that.
I know. 201-692-2012 is the number here in the studios. We're streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. My name is Tony Smith, along with my co-host JP.
Right here.
Who's in the house, Don Corey Washington. The other co-host is, that's right, a boy snoring on his pillow.
Snoring on this morning.
On this morning, on the cool side of the pillow. He's probably drooling. in his SpongeBob pajamas, because you know he's got that for Christmas, right? SpongeBob pajamas, slippers. He's probably got the blinders on, too, with the little furry ends.
What's the purpose of sleeping with blinders?
I don't know, man. You know, because some people need that darkness.
Just shut the light off. I tell my wife every time, I want to see. Shut the light off. You don't have to see nothing. See the inside of your eyelids. Shut the light off.
Well, you know, some people sleep with their eyelids open, you know.
Hey.
And any little light just kind of messes them up. They can't sleep, so they need a total darkness.
I need total darkness. I don't see no light. I need to see my son. Go in his room. You can watch him all night long.
Oh my goodness. Shout out to Prez Blackman listening in from California. What's going on, Prez?
What's up, Prez?
Thanks for tuning this morning. Denzel Erasmus in the country of South Africa tuning in at WFDU.fm. Mm. Thanks for tuning in, partner. Appreciate that. 201-692-2012, streaming live, as we said, at WFDU.fm. This is Gospel Jazzations, where we give you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and everything else in between. Here's some music now coming to you from none other than Bruce Allen, sending this out to Sister Winifred Stewart on this morning.
Hey, Winnie.
Adding an angel.
Winnie got some Haagen-Dazs right now.
WFDU
89.1
FM
WFDU 89.1.
Come on, P. Smallwood.
89.1
WFDU
89.1.
Go ahead, Cynthia, chime in there, girl. Chime in, go ahead.
89.1
89.1.
Ooh.
Nice. 89.1. She's
skirting, Nicole. Oh, 89.1.
She's not gonna ghost, Nicole. Go for it, Cynthia. Come on, man. They waiting. Nicole's waiting for you, son. She says she ain't gonna do it. All right.
89.1
WFDU 89.1. Yeah, cheer, cheer, cheer.
Tony Smith on sax.
Yeah,
see,
told you.
Oh,
let this bell in my heart ring. Yeah. Oh, Lord, this is my cry. This is my plea. Love, I need an angel. Calling an angel. Send me an angel. Now, oh, I need.
WFDU 89.1 FM, Gospel Jazz Asians, 3:31 in the AM, 201-692-2012 is the number here in the studios to reach us, or send an email at tony@tonysmith.com. That was music coming to you from Kevin Turner, Oh How I Love Jesus. And right before that, coming to you from the UK, Mark Bunny on saxophone. Glorious was the name of that song. And we open up that set with Bruce Allen, Pastor Bruce Allen, coming to you from Jacksonville, Florida, on keyboards, I Need an Angel. I wanted to send that out to Sister Winifred Stewart, tuning in on this morning. Shout out to Teezy from Judah Camp in Brooklyn in the house. What's going on, Teezy? Thanks for logging on to WFDU.FM on Facebook. Appreciate you, man. I got all the Facebook listeners tuning in on this morning. I'm sorry? Hold on. Go ahead.
Sister Moody.
Sister Moody. Okay, go ahead, man. Marsha Moody. She called in? Okay.
She called in. She just woke up when she heard I Need an Angel.
Okay.
And we appreciate you calling in and wish you a prosperous and a blessed new year for 2009.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you, Marsha, for calling in. That's Brother Moody's sister. And Brother Moody, see, that's my favorite sister right now. Thank you, Brother Moody. Appreciate it. He'll be calling in the next few minutes, I'm sure of that.
Now, let's be prayerful and hopefully that's his only sister. Because other sisters are going to get mad. Well, you say I was your favorite one. Well, you see what had happened.
What happened was.
It's all JP's fault.
No, it ain't. JP's
no. Yeah.
Listen, I only have one sister, okay? So I'm not going to put myself under the bus like that.
Right. Shout out to Lucian Ward, listening in from Montgomery, Alabama. He's one of my MySpace friends. I'm one of my Facebook friends. I got MySpace and Facebook all
high five,
lit up
high
and
five.
Six.
Still in space.
You're all right, JP.
Corner space.
This is Gospel Jazz Asians Radio. We're here each and every Tuesday night, Wednesday morning from 1:15 a.m. up until 6 o'clock at 89.1 FM from Teaneck, New Jersey, serving the New York City metro area. And we're also streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM, live stream all over the world. Shout out to my crew out there in South Africa and Australia as well, scatjazz.com.
Hey,
shout
Scat.
Out. Shout out to Chris Poulsen listening in as well. And those of you listening in on the West Coast, Southwest, Central, North, everybody listening in. Thank y'all so much. Appreciate that. JP, y'all right there, bro? Who's in another world with us? Cynthia, what's going on with JP, man?
Oh.
Will he bite his lip? Okay. He's in another world. All right, 3:30.
Got me at the core of this ginger.
Ginger.
It's
ginger
a
mint.
What is it called? A ginger lip.
Oh, a ginger mint. Okay.
A mint, and then you get into the scent of it, you really
taste it.
You really taste it.
Oh, okay. All right. Gotcha. Gotcha. Gotcha.
The ginger's
gotcha.
Coming out. It's a good thing.
Okay. 201-692-2012. Again, JP's in the house. You know what? I'm going to put some music up.
Kevin Moore.
Oh, okay. Kevin's on the line. All right. Get this boy on. Can't hold up this boy. Get him on the line. Kevin Moore in the house. What's going on, brother?
WFDU 89.1 FM.
Ow.
Ow.
Get your hands up.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, what's going on, Cynthia? How you guys doing? What's up, Big Tone?
What's going on, brother? How you feeling, man?
I'm doing good, man. What's up with yourself?
Good, man. You know, you called me on, was it Saturday night? Friday or Saturday night that you got called? It's Friday night.
Friday night. Late in the midnight hour.
In the midnight hour. And I was up, too, man. I was on the internet. I was doing some work.
When do you sleep, man? That's, I want to know.
I never sleep. I haven't slept yet. I've been up since 8 o'clock Tuesday morning, man. I have not slept yet, brother.
Wow.
I have not slept yet. And Don Corey Washington complaining that he got to get up at 6 o'clock. I ain't even slept yet. And I got a full day tomorrow, too.
Yeah,
don't get me started.
I was leaving a message.
I'm listening to the whole thing, man. Moses Tyson Jr., organist Moses Tyson Jr., was he at your church, man?
Yeah, he was a, that was the start of our weekend consecration. So we were set in the church, and they kick it off 7 o'clock service, and then you know, around about maybe 1 in the morning, you know, those people that stay over, they'll head out. But Moses was there.
Yeah.
And he spoke a little bit. He preached a little bit first, and then he went to the organ and played. And that's when I called you. I said, I got to let Tom check this out. So yeah. he stayed till maybe 12:30, quarter to 1. Then on his way out, I told him, you know, that you had sent out. So he said, definitely tell you hello.
Yeah, he called me yesterday, man.
Yeah, so I think he was in checking on his mom. So I don't think he made his brother's, you know, his brother passed.
Yeah.
A few weeks ago, so I don't think he made the service. I forget where he said he was, but so he was coming in to just touch bases with the family.
Right, right.
Because his sister and her husband actually are members of our church.
Mm-hmm.
After his father passed, they came over and joined our church. So I was able to, you know, so I see her oftentimes. Her name is actually, I wonder if they're twins, because her name is Mosetta.
Oh, okay.
And his name is Moses. So I'm not for sure if they're twins or they just have, you know, similar names. Yeah. But she's a singer, though. Definitely a singer, yeah. But he was ripping inside that. I'm like, don't beat that.
He sure enough can make that B3 talk, can he, man?
Yeah.
Playing with one hand, 2 feet, no hands. He's a show of himself, man. But yeah, he called me yesterday. He's going to come back on the show. He was supposed to call in last week because he was over here at the cathedral over in Perth Amboy with Bishop Hilliard. But he said, you know, Tony, I fell asleep, man. I'm not even going to try to lie to you. I fell right to sleep because he had an early morning flight to London. But he said he's going to call in again soon, hopefully.
Well, I don't know if he did go to London or did he come straight to California?
He went to London and he went to California. It was a quick trip.
Add up.
Yeah, I know.
But that's New Year's Eve, right?
So he left. He had a 6 a.m. flight on Thursday morning, and then he came right back to California. He's traveled each and every day, man.
Wow. He was talking about 1 million miles last year alone. He's on planes.
He's on plane every day, Kev. Wow, every day. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I said, well, he don't ever use your plane when he go? What up?
Nah, man, I'm using it myself. I'm busy. Come on.
Exclusive.
Nobody's allowed on that plane except Tony.
Hold on, and it's not a lease.
It's not a lease.
How's he going to use it and I need it? I tell you what, Moses loved to eat, though, man. I hung out with him in Miami. That boy loved to eat. What? Moses loves to eat. He loves himself some fish. Moses is good people, man. I had a wonderful time fellowship with him. And he's sending some new product here to Gospel Jazz Nations, which is going to be out later in the year. So he's sending an exclusive here on the East Coast. And we'll be playing that real soon for ya.
Okay. Well, definitely looking forward to that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so Don Corey's a mystery again.
Man, don't get me started on that, brother.
I was listening to JP earlier. He said two pops from a by and didn't see Don's car. They said, well, here, we might as well just go back home. we don't see the car.
But you know, Kev, these are the biggest animals I've ever seen in my life. But you know, Sister Nicole sent me a... from Mount Vernon. She sent me a text. So you sure they weren't raccoons, Tony? So yeah, they could have been raccoons.
No, those were not raccoons.
These things were gigantic.
Trust me, Kevin, that was
they were the
a
size
possum.
Of dogs, man. Size of a full grown dog. That's how big these animals were. And they were moving too.
They know Don to open the door and give them a little something to eat. They said, well, we don't see that hot tonight. Let's just go on back home. It's cold out here. Great.
30 degrees out here. Let's go get some let's go get some shelter. Boy, those are the biggest rats I've ever seen in my life. I don't know what in the world. You know, looking right out here at this monitor at the front door and they just running down the street. Like nobody's business.
Wow. Shout out to Don Nicole over there in Westchester. up with you in the new year.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's right. Happy New Year to you, Kevin Moore.
Yes, sir. Happy New Year to y'all, man. It's another day that the Lord has made.
Yes, sir.
We'll rejoice and be glad.
See? That boy knows how to praise the Lord right now. Any given point in time. Go ahead with yourself, Kevin Moore.
So, Sister Cynthia, this is your year to... I know you've been called to preach. This is your year to preach.
Not tonight.
She said not tonight.
Yeah, she said not tonight.
I'm a little cold, so...
You got to rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord.
Not Jesus.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're at the name of
they're
Jesus.
They're working on me here, Kevin, so I guess my cold will be gone very soon.
Okay. All right. Well, yes, we believe in that. Shout out to Phyllis Yancey, Sister Leslie.
Yes, indeed.
Sunshine. Well, we got some new listeners you were naming off tonight, so.
Yeah, I got a bunch of new listeners, man.
But always in South Africa. What's up with that, man?
Yeah, man. A lot of South Africa's listening in, tuning in, man. I'm always reaching out, Kev. I'm always staying busy, bro.
Kev, you forgot this is the president. The inauguration is going on.
You know, he's going to be real busy this month.
Oh, I believe it.
Did you see my picture on Facebook yet? Standing in front of the Capitol.
See that? See?
I haven't really let me show you. Facebook.
You should get on Facebook, Kev. Trust me, man.
Kevin, okay. You not on Facebook?
Nah, I'll be getting these emails talking about what's tagged? What's that?
You don't want tag, man.
I get emails from both.
Tag is crazy.
Like,
tag is crazy. You don't want tag.
So
Facebook.
Don't even bother.
Get on Facebook.
Get on
bro.
Facebook. We're I'm all on getting, Facebook.
Yeah, I'm kind of sick and tired of MySpace too. So I'm just.
That's why everybody's coming over to Facebook, man.
Okay.
I'm seeing everybody from MySpace over here at Facebook.
All right, I'll check it out. I just
because you don't have all that foolishness. You can't put all those crazy. Codes and stuff on there. It's just straight.
Okay.
You know, just plain and simple.
But the same setup scenario.
Similar, but you know, not exactly. But you know, you can put some kind of information up there.
Okay.
But it's good.
I'll check it out.
Check it out, man. You'll like it. Here you go, JP. Here's the picture, boy. Standing in front of the Capitol. Here you go.
That's the president himself.
Secret agents
is on to the side. Oh, boy. The secret agents are not too far behind.
The FBI is there, too. You should see it, Kevin.
Yeah, you need to get on Facebook.
You need to get on Facebook, man.
Okay. Greg Haynes, he hit me up the day as well. I guess he's headed out this way this weekend.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's gonna be in LA for the the NAMM show kicks off in about.
That's right. That's
so
right.
He's coming out the weekend earlier to play at. I think he said Los Angeles and a couple other churches. I think Donald Hayes Church.
Okay.
So he's trying to talk me into coming down to NAMM. Maybe not this year. We'll see.
Yeah, man, I wanted to come this year, but it just didn't work out that way.
Yeah, but if I can't get, I said I need a pass, brother. If I don't get a pass, I ain't going down there on faith, man. That's a long way to go.
It sure is.
you can't get in these without a pass.
Faith without works are dead.
Yeah, so next year I'll plan on doing that.
Okay.
Yes, sir, but I don't want to hold y'all up. Hours getting late.
Yes, it
sir.
Is.
It's showing off ear. But we always appreciate you calling in. Kevin Moore.
Yeah, it's all good. Don Corey, I'm out of that corner. You can't hide.
That boy's drooling on his pillow, man. He got sand in his eyes. Right in the corner of his eye. You know that crud?
Yeah.
That's Don Corey.
So we questioning what's going on at 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah. Where's my phone? Let me find out.
Uh-oh.
All of you listeners to call in with your scenario, what do you think? What's going to happen at 6:15? Unless he going to 6 a.m. prayer.
Nah, he's going to IHOP, man. He's got a date with the cook at IHOP.
Well, you know what? There is, everybody's doing their annual consecration for the first of the year. So I don't know if his church is having morning service. So.
Okay. You said they're not or they are?
Well, I said I don't know if they are. So that may be his excuse. Maybe not. Probably not.
It would make more sense to come to the station and go right to church, right?
Well, preach, preacher.
Well, maybe Winnie knows where he's going.
Yeah, call in, Winnie. Okay, I'm reading my text from Don Corey from his AOL message. It says, I will probably not make it in tonight. Got a day that starts at 6:15 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's it. That's all it says.
He ain't going to church. He ain't going to nobody's church.
That boy's
church.
Got a breakfast date. That's all that is. He's got a date with a plate full of scrambled eggs and some grits. That's what that's about.
That's a daggone shame.
Oh, wow.
The connoisseur.
Well, fellas, I will let y'all.
Okay. Hey, Kev.
What you doing?
Lisa Primus wants you to give a call, man. From Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm just a messenger, brother. Just a messenger, Kevin Moore. I am just a messenger, man. Just passing on the information. That's all.
How old is that message?
A couple of hours, though.
It's new.
How old is that message?
Oh, man. That message is about an hour and a half, 2 hours
old. I told you a couple of hours.
Yeah.
She called in.
Yeah.
She did.
She called in. For real, she called?
Can you tell her this for me, Tony?
What's that? She's listening, I think. Go ahead, man. That boy's crazy. I'm serious. That Kevin Moore. As Don would say,
that devil.
Ain't nothing but the devil in him.
Oh, man.
KevinMoreMusic.org. Check that brother out.
Nuts.
It's Gospel Jazz Nation's WFDU 89.1 FM. 201-692-2012 is the number. 347 in the AM. JP, you going to make your way on out, bro?
Yeah, man. Okay, make my way out and go get little man ready for school and myself ready to teach in the morning.
Okay.
And to be careful on these icy roads out here, you guys.
Will do.
Slick and wet. Icy. So be careful, you know. We'll be driving a new truck.
All right, well.
And see you guys next week.
Sounds good, brother.
Yes.
JP is about to leave the building. It's Gospel Jazz Nation's WFDU 89.1 FM. Got a couple of phone calls. Going to go pick them up right about now. 3:48 here to 6 o'clock in the AM. And don't forget, we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Here is music now coming to you from Kirk Whalum from the Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3, song entitled Africa, Jesus, Africa. Sending it out to my crew out there in South Africa at this time. All right. Thank y'all for tuning in at WFDU.FM.
I can't tell you how many letters I get from Nigeria and Kenya and Botswana and South Africa and all over the continent. They have been blessed by these CDs and DVD, and we wanted to bless them back. So this is a song called Africa, Jesus, Africa.
Africa, Jesus, Africa. Jesus, Africa, Jesus. Africa, Jesus, Africa. Jesus, Africa, Jesus.
Come on.
Africa, Jesus, Africa.
Come on, man, you sing with us.
Jesus, Africa, Jesus. Jesus, Africa. Jesus, Africa, Jesus. Africa, Jesus.
Walker. She was born on my birthday, but 33 years ago. Please welcome my cousin, Caleb the Bridge.
Come on, wait for the side to sound like this. Come on.
Can I do my thing? Part of me, my bad. Can I do his thing? His will, his sway, y'all, Christ is king. My freedom is like my phone, so I'm letting it ring. Deep in South Africa, near Zimbabwe. Close to Botswana, it's around the way. From Lesotho, Namibia, and Tanzania. Move the way, Angola, Malawi, and Zambia. The plan is to serve Christ wherever we go. If I'm in Madagascar, or the sands of the Comoros, or across the Indian, where they find seashells, just let me reiterate, man. I miss Seychelles and tequila buffoonery. I reaffirm that Djibouti is someone's home, not a perverse term. So just send me an envelope to both Congos. I'll be sure to hit the bones since they sit real close. Kenya, Uganda, do me a favor, stand up. Put J's in the air for Jesus and let's man up. And flow like the rivers that flow through Morocco. The path that he laid is still clear to follow. We set new standards and we raise the ball. Sierra Leone, three times getting bizarre. Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Mali, and Nigeria. Egypt and Liberia, Niger and Algeria. Sudan, Ethiopia, we all need peace. Cameroon, Sierra Leone, and Prince. Rwanda, Somalia, Chad, Tamara, Tanya, the citizens of Paul, from the hills of the Burundi, Swaziland, Senegal, Ivory Coast, Burkina Faso, Gambia, Togo. And let's pray the inhabitants of the Fort Sudan perceive that calamity's not resolved to amity. I am not negating what goes over here, but that's more than just us. Let me make that clear. An example is when Christ climbed up on that cross, and before he enters the world, he defrayed our cost. Either we can accept him or we can reject him. But just know that you still out of mention future deal. Eritrea, Cape Verde, Libya, back many. But need that you need you, we need you, Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Mr.
Jesus.
Y'all are such a blessing. I love you.
I was sinking deep in sin. Because of his love.